Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. Coach, let's talk about Buffalo. All right, here we are. It's still early in the season. We know that we're five games into it, yet it's the Buffalo Bills. It's a divisional opponent. How different are they from last year to this year?
Well, it looks like they've certainly made a lot of progress with their program. I mean, Coach Marone's in the second year, and I think you can see the progress that they've made. They've changed their defensive coordinator with Pettine going to the Browns and Jim Schwartz coming in, so the scheme's a little bit different. A lot of the same players. Added Watkins on offense and, playing a couple rookies on the offensive line. And obviously Orton out quarterback is a change for him. But I think that they're a young team that's continuing to gain confidence, grow, get better. And they're very physical on defense, done a good job in the running game, rushing a quarterback, and haven't given up a lot of points and, play well in a kicking game and have a very good running game offensively with some explosive guys at the receiver position. So, a lot to get ready for.
How much is the experience of a team that maybe you have some young guys on playing in Arrowhead carries over to playing in Buffalo?
Well, I hope we can play a lot better in Buffalo.
That's a good answer right there. All right, Kyle Orton, when you face a guy that hasn't played football in a while, do you look at last week's game and try and anticipate what they may do, or do you get out some of the old footage, whether he was in Chicago or whether he was out in Denver, and take a look at what he did well or maybe not so well then?
Our expectations are to see what we saw against Detroit, but probably with an expanded package now that he's got another week under his belt and another opportunity to work with the receivers and for them to, expand the playbook a little bit. So I'm sure that we'll see some elements of what we saw, have already seen, but also I would expect it to expand a little bit.
All right, I know you're not on Twitter, but it's time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @JanetM. Let's talk about external noise. You talk about ignoring it a lot, whether it's one week where the sky's falling or when you guys are playing well and you're the greatest team on earth. How do you coach your team up to ignore all the external factors?
Just try to be direct about it and tell them that it's really, good or bad. It doesn't really mean anything. The only thing that means anything is how we prepare and then how we play in the opportunities that we have. So we try to make the most of our opportunities, and whatever anybody else says or doesn't say really doesn't affect too much what the outcome is going to be. We control that, and that's what we have to focus on.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Bellastrader later, they got a lot of weapons. What are we going to look at?
We'll see them all. Yeah, they got a lot of guys that can offensively and defensively, a lot of guys that are a problem.
Seems like we're sitting here every week in Buffalo, each year, and it's going to be something with Freddie Jackson. I'm sure he'll be involved in it.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, too. We can't do it without Freddie Jackson.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Stay right there. More Patriots All Access back after this. And then later in the show, we got the Bellastrader.